Chicago city officials are reacting to a WBEZ and City Bureau investigation that shows extreme lending disparities among the city's white, black, and Latino neighborhoods. WBEZ's Linda Lutton spoke with two city leaders, the Commissioner of Housing and the city's Chief Equity Officer, about banks' unequal lending, where it comes from, and what to do about it.
Of course, Chief Equity Officer Candace Moore has known that white neighborhoods in Chicago get more lending than black areas. But the depth of disparity, WBEZ's reporting showed.
It's shocking. It sort of hits you kind of right in the gut when you see how significant it is.
We found individual majority white neighborhoods in Chicago that attracted more home purchase lending than all the city's black neighborhoods combined. Housing Commissioner Marisa Novara says discriminatory housing and lending in Chicago go way back. Almost as soon as black folks started migrating north, Chicago put in place laws that restricted where they could live and their ability to buy property.
It was incredibly race conscious, the laws and the rules that we put in place. And when, decades later, those were ruled illegal, we began to put in place very race neutral language. But it turns out that race neutral policies do not result in race-neutral outcomes either.
One example, credit scores.
If I'm a bank and I won't lend below a certain credit score, and we apply it across the board, that may be equal and it may seem fair on the surface until you consider all the ways that people of color have been denied access to credit, have been the disproportionate subjects of predatory lending.
Navarro says if we want equitable access to lending, banks have to come up with different metrics to figure out who to loan to and where to lend.
Bottom line, what we know about structural racism is that simply letting things unfold is not neutral.
Moore and Navarro are working for a mayor who pledged to address inequities and bring development to neighborhoods that have been left behind. Cities don't regulate the banks, but Moore says lenders can be enlisted as partners, and city investments can push them to lend where they haven't before.
Say, hey, we know that there has been lack of investment in these neighborhoods, and we're going to do something affirmative about it.
Moore points to an effort to revive 10 commercial corridors on the south and west sides. Banks have committed millions to supplement public funding there. WBEZ asked Navarro and Moore if the city would consider some specific strategies we heard about while reporting. What about divesting city funds from banks that fail to lend equitably? What about a public bank so the city has more control over investment? How about more home buyer assistance or equity insurance to homeowners in black neighborhoods so they can buy without worrying their home values will plummet? Moore and Navarro said they're considering some of those ideas, not others. They declined to give details. One thing they did say they're working toward, a massive housing effort in some of the same communities where WBEZ found extremely little lending.
Establishing home ownership on the south and west side at a scale to reach critical mass.
Navarro's talking about an idea for 1,000 homes on the south side and 1,000 more on the west side. The concept comes from a coalition of community organizations. They want the city to donate vacant lots for the homes. Navarro says the idea would be to rebuild disinvested communities on a scale that can really make a difference.
We can't just sit back and say, well, when there are properties, people will buy them and banks will lend and it'll all just take care of itself. We've seen over and over that that's not the case, and we've got to step into a more proactive role.
Navarro said she's not ready to offer more specifics yet on the new homes idea, but the disparities in investment WBEZ documented are exactly what the initiative would seek to address. Linda Lutton, WBEZ News.